Adam, this is the voice of communism, broadcasting to you from the USSR, Soviet Union. We are broadcasting on 41-meter band shortwave. This is the voice of communism. I'm Miriam Rukov.
And I'm Gilbert Spanovich.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And welcome to the 48th edition of the voice of communism. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the voice of communism, broadcasting to you from the USSR, the Soviet Union.
I'm Gilbert Spinovich, and welcome to the voice of communism.
Well, good evening. I'm Miriam Rukov. Well, as you know, Radio Communism, called the Voice of Communism, is coming to you from the USSR Soviet Union, from Moscow to be exact. But something quite interesting happened, and we'll discuss it later on the Mail Bar program. But a writer from the United States of America wrote, "Dear Miriam, I love your hairy legs in the recent centerfold poster of you and your mustache. It is really a sex symbol here in the United States." Oh, well, thank you. And Richard, it's very nice of you to write. I'm so flattered that you would tell me that you like my legs. But I wanted to tell you that it is against Soviet radio regulations to continue to put such horrible pictures in these one-piece bathing suits, as it were. So next time I will have to be fully clothed due to Soviet regulations, shall we say. But nevertheless, continue to receive our posters, and I'll continue to keep my legs hairy for all of you American males. I'm so happy to know that all of you like it so much, and I'm so intrigued to know...
Okay, Miriam.
Yes, Gilbert.
Miriam, tonight we're going to discuss some very important issues, such as communism and the United States of America. I'm Gilbert Spanovich.
And I'm Miriam Rukov.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And this is the 48th edition of The Voice of Communism, broadcasting to you from the Soviet Union.
In the United States, the average railroad train travels at a speed of approximately 42 miles per hour on a very good day.
In the Soviet Union, our trains, on a bad day, we might say, go at 247 miles per hour.
That is over 200 miles more than the United States Railroad Service. Oh well, that's the way the ball bounces in the Soviet Union.
That's right.
Getting back to the unemployment rate in the United States of America, over 87% of all people in the United States of America are unemployed. This is due to Ronald Reagan's horrible tax programs and cuts.
However, in contrast, the Soviet unemployment rate is zero.
These are facts recently released by the news agency TASS and Pravda.